This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
How much, you can find around better than listening to the Beatles get you started. And here comes the sun. Here, there, someplace around the world at the moment, the sun's coming up and you can see it. And the moon's not in the way, so it's even better. Hooray!
Hooray!
It's a beautiful thing. Beauty, speaking of beauty, it's in the eyes of the beholder. And it can apply to different things, not just the way you look, but the way you sound, the way you act. There are a lot of beautiful people around who aren't great to look at, but they, you know, that's not the only measure of what beauty is all about. Check it out. There's a website called The Beholder that you can go to look at, and you'll, I think, get a lot. It influences me once in a while, and it's a good place to go if you want to lift your spirits, and that's kind of what this program is supposed to do most of the time. I hope it accomplishes. That's called the Good Day Program. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. She's in Cleveland. I'm on my farm outside of Boston. James Collins is in the control room of our master control studio down in Dallas. And so we get into almost a daily routine now, talking about some lottery winner someplace. It always gets people thinking, oh, this is great. There are always good lottery stories. And here's the story of a man from Maryland who seems to enjoy playing the lottery. He managed to purchase not one, but two winning tickets for the same drawing. And he says it happened by accident. This guy doesn't want everybody to know who he is, and I don't blame him. He won $1 million on each of the two tickets that he purchased. Oh, my God, what sign is this guy born
the
under,
same
right?
Numbers.
Buys
yeah.
two tickets, and he gets two wins. God love him. He says he doesn't typically play games like Powerball or Mega Millions unless the jackpot is over $1 billion. So when the jackpot went to $1 billion, he tried his luck. Opted to buy a few tickets from a 7-Eleven store. He used pre-select numbers. That's what happens, right? You just, that's what I do when I buy them. I just feel like if I'm in a store somewhere, I see the number. Okay, I'll buy a couple of tickets. So, anyway, he used the replay feature, which allows players to scan an old ticket to get a new one with the same numbers, which is something that some folks say is the way to win. You play the same number over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, I suppose the odds are better that it'll hit. And so that's what he did. God love this guy. Right? He missed the big one by just one number. He called his wife to share the big news. And then he went home and they had a big... he said they had a... when they realized what they had, they started to cry. So it's, you know,
that's
you think
life
about
changing.
It.
Yeah, that's enough money to use something to do something
bucks.
With. To help you off. Dad's do any of that, but also enough that you can have some left over to invest.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so here's another element. A lady won $1 million. She bought a lottery ticket, she said, by mistake. Dateline, Virginia. Rural Virginia. She lives outside of Roanoke, Virginia. She says, that's the best mistake of my life. This lady's name is Miriam Long. She said she went to a local CVS to purchase a ticket for Mega Millions, which at the time had a $900 million jackpot. While using the machine to purchase a Mega Millions ticket, she accidentally pressed a button for a Powerball ticket, as I guess instead of it or in addition to it.
Yeah.
And luckily for her, the Powerball ticket She mistakenly purchased matched the first five winning numbers in the drawing. $656 million jackpot for the big winner, but five matching numbers, nothing to sneeze at. She won $1 million. She said her heart was pounding. It's overwhelming. Of course it is. It's $1 million. $1 million. She was one of $5 million winners across the country for that particular drawing. So anyway, God love her and the other guy with his wife.
Yeah, good for them.
Just a neat, sweet story. Now, speaking of money for a minute, let's talk. We're approaching tax time, right? All the money's got to be in by the 15th, which is what, next Monday?
Less than a week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So have you done your taxes? I've talked to any number of people that I know who are small business folks, and they're preparing the tax return, couples, individuals. You have until next Monday to make sure the money that you owe for last year is in federal coffers. You do not have to have your tax return finished. A lot of people think that they are both mandated for April 15th. Mm-hmm. That is not the case, but it's probably a good idea, because if you're a procrastinator and you put it off and you wait until it's October the 11th.
Yeah, October 15th.
Yeah, right. I better
October
get this ready for next
we
week.
Know it.
Yeah, right. Oh, boo, don't say that. So anyway, somebody asked a question. I was listening to a show, I think Bloomberg. When I'm in my car and I don't have Sirius, I'm listening around. I do listen to some of the music stations, but then I'll listen also to Bloomberg, which I think is very helpful. It's well done. The information is good and solid. So there was a discussion of whether or not this person could claim her parents as dependents. So this is something you think about your children as dependents, but do you ever think about your parents as dependents?
Especially if you're apparently, a caretaker, they live with you. Which
right.
there
so,
is, yeah, becoming more and more of a thing.
Right. So we're into the sandwich generation conversation. You don't claim your children, but you claim your parents because they're living with you, one or both of them. And so apparently the trend is, because seniors can't afford to live on their own anymore and they're living with their children's help. This is, of course, the inflation that's happened the last few years and all of the other things, COVID, people needing to be together. So there's a poll that suggests almost half of Americans will claim their parents in one way or another during the tax season as some sort of dependent. And I think that's it's startling, actually, when you look at it. Americans age 25 or older with a living parent claiming their parents on their taxes this year. That is really surprising. But poverty among older people, 65, 70 years of age, people who have retired either too soon, a lot of people have to keep working. In a sense, I want to keep working, but I kind of have to because there are a lot of responsibilities that I have that continue. It doesn't make any difference what my age is. It's still supporting a lot of things like the farm, and there's just a number of things that require me to continue to keep producing, but it's good for me. I like it, so I don't feel like it's a burden at all. And many of you may feel the same way. I had this conversation with somebody the other day in Florida about retiring, and Ken Cronus and I, when I visited with him on Monday, were talking about it because he's not quite as old as I am, but he's practicing medicine, and he looked at me and we were talking about it, and he knows that I'm not going to retire. And we've had this conversation a couple of times about him and what, the requirements are for him to keep up the schedule that he does, because his staff is happy to tell me that there are many days when they're in the office until 10 o'clock. One of the ladies was there until midnight last week working with him on computer stuff because he wants to take care of everybody. So, back to the cost of giving care. Apparently, this past year, Americans spent $470 billion, according to estimates, to take care of loved ones. That is, people who are older, preparing meals, paying bills, medications, nursing tasks, all that sort of thing. And I don't think we've thought about it. Apparently, the average caregiver spent almost $7,000 in out-of-pocket expenses to help their parents. And so this stuff becomes tax deductible. And that's the point. If you're helping your parents, there is a way to now deduct. I don't know that there's a special column. I haven't looked at it. My tax return is done by somebody who knows what they're doing. I've never been good at this stuff. I understand the system. I understand how it works. I understand reporting income and deductions and all that stuff. But there are different things that make what you spend eligible. And so apparently you can't claim as a dependent if your parents have enough money to pay taxes. It's only if they don't have enough money. Apparently your parents' gross income cannot be more than $5,000, it looks like. And there are a lot of people who, you know, through retirement and other things, they don't have that money. Plenty of people like that. It's hard to imagine, but that's the way it is. So your financial support has to exceed your parents' income by at least a dollar during the tax year. That's how you figure this out. So you can use calculations. I'm sure that you go to H&R. Johnny Carson used to call him H&R Goniff, H&R Block, or what's the other one? Hewitt, Jackson Hewitt, big tax folks. But there are plenty of good. I just have my accountant do it. The person that you use if you're in business, you probably have an accountant that works on your books, and that's the best way to have your taxes repaired. Good, Doug. Prepared. Although I think sometimes they do have to be. They do have to be repaired. Some of the numbers are, ooh-wee. I don't know. I just think sometimes people are just dumb about their taxes. People are afraid. They are. People are afraid of the IRS, so they do things that they don't have to do legally. That's why it may be worth it to spend a few bucks with somebody who really knows what they're doing, a tax preparer that can keep you from overpaying. Because why would you want to overpay? It's not patriotic.
Who wants
to
that?
Waste? Yeah, right. It's not. That's not your patriotic duty to overpay your taxes by any stretch of the imagination. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-565-9662.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. 6-pack of towels, $25. 4-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DL.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Alrighty, 23 after the hour. This is a good day program. Social media time in this hour devoted to the technology that we, I think yesterday I got myself really worked up about artificial intelligence and where it's going and where we're going and what's going to happen when the two, our brains, collide with the so-called brains of the artificial intelligence world. All right, so let's go back. Let's take a step backwards here, Jay, shall we? And as we, in this hour, talk about social media in general and some of the technology and the trends, there's a, you know, you look at the grip that just several people and companies have on social media and how much of a problem it presents as we continue to deal with some of the things, the throw-offs of all of these big companies. A trillion-dollar company, for example, controls Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. And so that's an example of what one company, how one company and the ownership of the company can create problems around the world. The whole business of censorship, even though it's a private company, there's a confusion about what is freedom of speech. And, you know, you look at what they've done, blocking things that, you know, there was an example, I think, last week after Facebook apologized for blocking links by a nonprofit, an independent journalist who published a report that criticized Facebook and accused it of suppressing posts. Of doing what it does. Yeah. And then it suppressed the post. So, hello, how much more blatant can you get? There were about 6,000 stories that have been posted about Facebook that disappeared from the platform. There was this Kansas City Reflector, which is a small newspaper in Kansas. The stories that are there, the Reflector was shut down as well. The staff had no idea why Facebook had blown up these stories. I guess I don't know what the content of the stories were, but they basically have their newspaper online, and Facebook took it down. Maybe it's because there was an opinion piece in the Reflector that had a criticism of Facebook. So you can see how thin-skinned Zuckerberg is and how thin-skinned Facebook is. Doesn't have any, how many times have you been taken down on Facebook, Jay? I know that once in a while we talk. I know people on my farm have posted things and they get taken down.
I don't really post anything on the personal stuff, but we've had on the Good Day Networks page, the page itself hasn't been pulled down or put in timeout or anything like that, but there have been posts that have disappeared. They've been removed, but if you go to look at like deleted, they're not even showing up. Or there have been times where, Doug, you're telling me you see something, and I actually log into your account, and I see something. Don't but if I it. Try to look at it from my account or a different account, I'm not seeing it. Like, in this isn't just in your newsfeed when you go to the actual page, but there was a teen and young adult kind of get help program I worked with. And one of the posts that we had was... What the program did was connect people who were hurting with people who could actually help, and we called them hope coaches, and then they would go off onto like different other organizations based on what the issue was. And it was National Eating Disorders Month, and so the post contained, if you or someone you know are struggling with an eating disorder, there's help, and then it has a whole list of links where you can go get help. Well, the page was suspended, and the reasoning was that we were using bullying verbiage because we were calling out a specific group of people in our post where it was actually a helpful post, but the page itself was suspended for 2 weeks.
Yeah, there you go. I thought it was interesting because the apology that Meta did regarding the blocks was first published on X. So who's watching that? Anyway, these people are...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Many parts of the southern U.S. grappling with severe storm damage and tornadoes, including twisters reported in Louisiana and Texas Wednesday. High winds, hail, and heavy rain drenched and pelted communities all across the south. Also, the start of Thursday morning's PGA Masters golf tournament delayed due to bad weather. Officials with Augusta National say it was pushed to 9 a.m. Eastern. Break me off a piece of that Krispy Kreme donut?
Krispy Kreme is unveiling three fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited period. Donuts and candy enthusiasts alike can select from the Kit Kat Cookie Dream Donut, the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut, and the Kit Kat Crunch Donut.
The list of charges filed against Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released in connection with that hit-and-run crash he caused on a Dallas interstate I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Office, tend the cabins, grounds, do little errands for my mother. The ones she allows, I might be capable of doing.
Don't you go out with friends?
A boy's best friend's his mother.
That was a home run for Jay.
It's when you know the context.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the problem with sometimes. I like having the things, you can hear that and you get the context of it. People who have seen The Exorcist can get it. And so it's thought-provoking. And, you know, in order for me to get it, I would have had to have listened to a whole bunch of, and I don't even know then whether I would have gotten it or not, because I've never seen The Exorcist and have no desire to have seen The Exorcist. But you've seen it. This is probably something you have on, remote? Let's play a little of this every night for Jay. She loves this stuff. Anyway, so tell us a little about that scene, if you
Psycho.
Will.
Psycho. Yes, it's the remake of Psycho from the 90s. Vince Vaughn, Anne Heche, and she checks into his motel. And he's talking about that his, you know, a boy's best friend is his mother, which seems so sweet, but it ultimately ends up being creepy. Because, spoiler alert, the mother was dead and he was keeping her body and also kind of, like, dressing up as her and pretending to be and having conversations.
See, Vince Vaughn, I'm not a fan of his, never have been, but I can see him playing a creepy role like that. And actually Anne Heche as well, because she was capable of, you know, kind of playing those.
Oh, she was the victim.
But she's played some pretty tough roles in her life. Like
what was
past.
The one with Harrison Ford, 6 days, 7 nights?
That was cute.
The two of them in that film.
That was cute. It was. On an island, an airplane, and whatever it was. But, yeah, it was a very cute movie. All right, here we are, folks, living on planet Earth. Wild and crazy time. The jubilation that we hopefully can find here, there, and everywhere. And I found another, you would call this a jubilation. The Navy and the Coast Guard have rescued three mariners who were stranded on a tiny Pacific Ocean. This is like a scene from Castaway, right? They were there for a week, and they were, the Coast Guard saw, somebody saw, I don't think it was the Coast Guard, somebody flying over this little island saw in huge letters in the sand, "Help." So the Coast Guard and the Navy investigated, and they found that there were three men who had been planning to fish in the waters around this little island part of Micronesia. Their 20-foot boat was caught by swells, and swells sunk the boat. They swam to shore, and this island doesn't have anybody on it. There's no radio, obviously, no cell phone, none of that stuff. So the only way that they could get attention, this island is only 31 acres. So a good rainstorm washed the thing away. They spelled out "help" on the beach, and the Coast Guard, somebody saw it, and they reported to the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard went and picked them up. This is in an area that you don't want to be stuck in the middle of the Pacific, South Pacific Ocean, on the bottom end of the equator. You see a picture of this island, and you wonder, what in the world ever possessed them to want to go out there and go fishing in the first place? Right? This has been going on. The saga's been going on for 4 or 5 days because their relatives called into Guam, which is a U.S. territory, and they said they hadn't heard from these men for a while. And the island is quite a way. It's 100 or a couple hundred miles away from Guam. Again, difficult for me to understand why in the world you'd go to a place like this to go fishing. I mean, you can't go find any fish off the coast of Guam. It's a part of the Federated States of Micronesia, which is near the Philippines, it's kind of halfway between the Philippines and Guam. I mean, and Hawaii, which is where Guam is. There's 600 of these little islands all across the ocean, 2.5 million square miles of ocean. And these are islands, and people are silly enough to go out there and, you know, okay, let's go swimming or let's go fishing or do something like that.
Especially if they're if they're kind of like locals-ish, you know, at the surrounding areas, they probably, you know, you wouldn't think twice. You just, all right, let's go. This is essentially part of our backyard.
I'd think twice. Don't think twice. It's all right. All right. So I want to talk about obsessions here. We seem to have, and what makes me think about this is my sister invited me to her house for dinner last night, and they had gone up to Burlington. One of their daughters lives in Burlington. So they went up there to watch the eclipse. And what they were, they, this normally from where we are here in Framingham up to Burlington, on the outside, maybe a 3-hour ride on a bad day. So when the eclipse is all over, Devin, who is Nancy's daughter, said, "Hey, Mom, I think you ought to go home." They had spent the weekend there, so they'd visited. And so as soon as it was over, Nancy and her husband, Bruce, got in the car and started to drive back. And the first sign of trouble was pretty much when they got out of the driveway and went down to the main road in the town south of Burlington where Devin lives. They couldn't get out because there was so much traffic that was heading south out of town. Everybody had the same idea. Okay, well, let's not wait for the rest of the traffic. Let's get out of here now. So the long and short of it, a three-hour ride turned into an eight-and-a-half-hour ride for them to get out of where all these people had gone to see the eclipse. And then I started looking around this morning earlier when I was doing my prep time, and I've seen stories on top of stories on top of stories of where this happened, all the way from where James is down in Dallas, the swath that it cut, the path it cut across the country, and what people, what businesses made hay out of this, and what people, they stopped work, they didn't go to work for the day, they drove hundreds of miles to see this thing. It's a phenom. And so I'm thinking to myself, this is, okay, it's cool, but is it way over the top? Did it become an obsession with us, like other things that we are becoming obsessed with? The earthquake, for example, the obsession over the earthquake here in the Northeast. Most, you know, the news media made this big deal out of it. Most people didn't feel a thing. Or if they did feel it, it was just like going through a pothole or something. And yet, we were in social media as well. Look at this, and you know, how can you see? You can't see an earthquake. You can feel an earthquake, and you can see the aftermath of an earthquake, but you can't see it. And so all these people, you know, nobody died during the earthquake here in the Northeast.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It caused very little damage. It was hardly worth wall-to-wall coverage, but people in Pennsylvania and New York and New Jersey saw nothing but this thing all day long, and it was not a big deal.
People I talked to definitely felt it. They didn't feel like it was not a big deal. They said that was like the longest 3 to 4 seconds of their life, that they felt it at first. They didn't realize what was going on. They thought that a truck hit the building. But then when
where were these people?
That shaking
where
kept going. Someone I talked to in New Jersey, someone I talked to in the city.
Yeah. Well, I have not talked. I know I'm not saying that you're not right, because I'm sure you are. But, you know, in the let's say in the overall scheme of things, was it worth a one, you know, a whole day wall to wall coverage? Was the eclipse worth all the attention that was paid to it when everything else seemed to stop? It was cool. It was exhilarating. It was inspiring. But all of the everybody went bananas over this stuff. I think the conclusion that I'm coming to here is that we are looking for something to hang on to that isn't the same old. You know what I'm saying?
And to each their own. People get excited about different things.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah, one person can be super excited about something that another person finds like completely mundane. That's totally okay. And neither person is wrong. Neither person should be shamed for how they feel.
This is not about shaming.
Get excited. Right, I'm not talking about
not,
there's enough space that people can be excited or feel no thrill at all about the same situation. There's enough space to hold for all of those feelings.
Yeah, well, it is about that. I'm giving you my feelings, you're giving us your feelings. That's what this is about. It's appropriate to have this. I just think we're overdoing it. It's like the weather coverage. You know, there's now a new network. CBS is going to compete with the Weather Channel and AccuWeather because they think that they're... there's room for another weather channel. Is there? How much time does it take? I mean, I look at the weather channel when I'm traveling because I want to know what the weather is, but I got an app on my phone. I can look at it for 30, 40 seconds and know what's going on in Los Angeles and here in Framingham and in between. So is it something, is there something about your psyche that finds it cool to watch the weather channel? Maybe it's like watching the Fox News Channel. I can't even begin to imagine why people would watch that stuff all day, every day, but some people have it on, right? MSNBC. And why in the world would you watch that stuff? There's nothing in it except most of the time bitterness and sadness and anger and yay, yay, yay. All right, let's do some family. I feel better now having expressed myself. Thank you very much,
Jay. Therapeutic. Vent it out.
Yes. All right, here's some family news. Here's the story of a mother whose son was saved by some sorority sisters. The two boys, this is the story of a mother and her two boys that were sinking in a car. And it happened that some sorority sisters from the University of Georgia were going by where this accident took place. They were on their route from Athens to Atlanta, it looks like. They had a girls' weekend, and they came across this accident.
They saw and it within happen. Had they not seen
right,
it happen,
they saw the car go off the bridge.
Yeah, they wouldn't
right.
have. Nobody probably would have even noticed the car already yep. after the aftermath. But because they saw the accident happen, they knew to immediately yep. go help.
Yep, and that's what they did. So they got the 8-year-old and the 4-year-old out of the car. And I guess the mother, they were not, any of them, it looks like they were all unconscious, right? When they got them out, they did CPR because they knew it. They'd
yeah, the
trained
4-year-old
in CPR.
Was unconscious. They were able to get the mom out of the car, the 8-year-old out of the mm-hmm. car, but the 4-year-old was more so trapped and submerged underwater for several minutes before they could get him out. And when the 4-year-old finally came out, fully unconscious, and the sorority sisters were able to save him. One of them was a lifeguard in high school. They knew CPR, was able to direct the other
great.
Sisters of what to do. Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's
right
great.
People at the right time.
Yep. And that's an example of the right thing happening for the right reason at the right time. And who's responsible for that? Is there a God? Is there a universal force? Yeah, there is. And this is a great example of it, so thank you. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-565-9662.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-565-9662. That's 800-565-9662.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm always happy to remind listeners that you can reach out to Dr. Ken, have the same experience I do and thousands of other people have had over the years going to Dr. Ken for his expertise, not only as a cardiologist, but he's just good as a wraparound doctor. He understands what's going on in the body. So if you want to understand what's going on in your body, I will urge you to call 352-735-1400 for his office. If you don't want to know what's going on in your body, then don't call Ken. How's that? And so from that to the questions about aging, we've kind of been addressing these off and on this week on Good Day Health. The fact that adults are aging faster, is this across the board? Do you think both men and women are aging faster, or is this a group of people that are doing certain things in their lifestyle?
Well, this study was not powered to answer those questions. And let's just talk about what it was and where these investigators are headed, because in their paper, they did discuss that, which is obviously answering the questions we're all wondering about. But younger generations, the observation is, Doug, are aging more rapidly, and this could be leading to an increased risk of cancer. People born in or after 1965 are 17% more likely to be experiencing accelerated aging compared to seniors born between 1950 and 1954. That faster aging, Doug, is associated with a higher risk of certain cancers among adults younger than age 55, also known as early onset cancers. Multiple cancer types are becoming increasingly common among younger adults in the United States and globally. And the cancers that are being identified, and we know, unfortunately, of these in our lives from people we associate with, but it's especially lung, gastrointestinal, and uterine cancer are appearing much earlier than they have in the past.
That's not good news.
And why we're aging, why the younger folks are aging faster than they did previously, the authors of the study say that's their next effort to try and figure out. But you and I could speculate on it, but it's an interesting question.
Right. All right. Now, here's something for those who are studying aging. If you have contact with young children, apparently we all love our grandchildren and our children, but maybe there's a risk factor for a certain type of pneumonia. How do they put these two together? Young
Grandma
children
and grandpa, those little preschoolers are incredibly cute and cuddly, but make sure you have your pneumonia vaccines. This comes out of the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Disease meeting this week. Listen, contact with preschool and kindergarten age kids, Doug, may be the leading transmission route for bacteria that can cause dangerous pneumonia in folks over 60.
Wow. All right. Here's another question about sleep dangers for babies, infant deaths. Again, we're going from old to young here in our study of aging. This is something that has to do with, it's called co-sleeping. That is putting the baby in the bed with you, right?
Exactly. This comes out of the medical journal Pediatrics this week. Very important. Allowing a baby to share a bed with someone else drives up the risk of sudden infant death, we call SIDS. So the lesson is, do not let these little kids sleep on their stomach and keep them in the cribs. You know, the crib mattress is so much firmer than an adult, so they can't smother themselves. Try to keep the kids out of your bed and put them in the crib and make sure they're not sleeping on their stomach. The back of their side is okay.
They don't smother themselves always. Sometimes the parents roll over on them and in the middle of the sleep, and they don't even know that they're on top of them.
That can happen also, exactly.
Yeah,
right. On a soft bed, right. Easy to happen.
Questions for Dr. Ken can be sent in, or they can be called in to 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684 is the number. If you have questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. So sometimes we get a catalog of things that are similar depending on what people hear in the news during the course of the week. A lot of people actually were asking questions about what happens if they look at the eclipse too closely or without guarding, and there are a lot of things that came out of that that maybe we'll deal with next week. At any rate, this is Good Day Health at 59 past the hour. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronos for being here.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.